Go outside, well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be a bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden, I need to start a garden. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Ooh,
shut. Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are coming to you from the traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam people here on the University of British Columbia campus. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And we're bringing you back to the garden.
Yeah, welcome back to our show. This week, we cover a number of concerts, actually. We had a very busy week.
We had a busy week. We had three artists worth of material that was collected this week via concerts in a total of two nights. But today, we will be covering Haley, who just performed two nights at the Biltmore last night and the night before. And we had the privilege of going to the first one. And you just heard her song, Shalala.
Off her debut EP,
debut EP, which is I Need to Start a Garden. And we thought, this is like the perfect song for us here at Back to the Garden. And if it's your first time listening, what we normally do is we go to a concert, we cover that artist, talk about their music, talk about the concert, and then we will play some songs that are adjacent to them. So either artists that they have cited as being their inspiration or songs we just feel like sound like similar to their sound.
Yeah, or artists they've like toured with in the past. Oftentimes these are artists that are a little smaller and we have seen in other circumstances. Mm-hmm. So we have associations with them and know their collaborators, know the people that they like to work with or, you know, have been inspired by on the road, which we learned a lot about for some bands that we spoke to this week, actually, which we'll get into a little later. So today will be devoted solely to Haley Hendricks, who performed a phenomenal set that we witnessed on Wednesday night.
Yes.
But again, also last night, too. So she did two sold-out shows in Vancouver, I think, which is rather impressive.
Yes. Given it was a very intimate setting. It's one of the more intimate concerts I've been to, but I know she added the Wednesday show due to high demand. I think she's amassed quite a cult following the looks of it.
She definitely has. We were going into this being like, okay, like she hasn't released an album since 2018, mm-hmm. I believe. But she has a new album on the way, which she played a lot of her new music, which was phenomenal. I wish we could play you some of the songs we heard because they were actually insane. Like really
we were having like a discussion on like, it is not right nor legal, I think, to be playing like the little recordings we have.
Yeah.
But I mean, all I'll say, we'll get into this a little more later, but keep your eye out for Haley Hendricks.
I was going to say, I feel like she's coming in. She's going to come in hot with a new EP. That's all I'm saying. There's a new album that will drop soon that I think will shake up music a little bit.
I do agree. I do agree. And I think she's, her debut EP, I Need to Start a Garden, in and of itself, wonderful. But I think she's carrying that momentum and releasing some awesome new stuff soon. So with that, why don't we just get right into playing some of her songs? We also, I will say, a little teaser, we have two guests joining us today.
We do. We have some mega Haley Hendricks fans that will be in the studio.
Us included.
Yeah.
So while we wait for them, we're going to play for you two songs. The first of which is The Bug Collector off of I Need to Start a Garden. This is a really wonderful song. I love how Haley, one thing that underlies a lot of her music is themes of like nature and like being in nature. She sings about trees and like planting and starting a garden.
She personifies like a lot of like, I mean, we'll talk about that later. Again.
Yeah.
She personifies cabbage in one song, but does so in a way that's not like kitschy. Like it's beautiful.
Not weird.
It's really well done.
It's like gorgeous and like strangely moving.
Yeah.
And I would say this song, The Bug Collector, is really interesting. Just I would pay very close attention to the lyrics. And after that, we will play for you Joe. Joe was actually the first song I heard of Haley's and was an obsession of mine this time last year.
Nice.
And this is a live version. So this is off her Unpeeled Live catalog. I think there's a few songs on there. So without further ado, we're just going to get right into it. We've got some awesome music for you today. And after this, we will be joined by a few guests and we're going to talk a little bit more about her concert. So here is The Bug Collector by Hayley Hendrix.
Fuckers out to get you. And I digress, 'cause I must make you the perfect morning. I try my best to scoop the slugger out the window. Bring up some
MRG Live presents Men I Trust, live at the Orpheum on May 3rd. Don't miss the Montreal Dream Pop Band as they bring their untourable album to Vancouver's most beautiful venue. Men I Trust, live at the Orpheum on May 3rd. Limited tickets remaining.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to Back to the Garden with Sam. I'm not Sam. Well, I mean, we are with Sam, but I'm Molly.
Sam is here. I'm Sam. This is Molly, who I guess, like, if this is an audio journey, you can't really see that we're, like, pointing
really
at
tell.
Each other.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're back now, and we were joined by a very special guest in Studio A today.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. I'm Alex.
And were you at both nights of Haley, yes or no?
I was at both nights of Haley.
Oh my goodness me.
Double trouble.
Double trouble indeed. And right now we're just going to talk a little bit about the concert. And we're happy to be joined by Alex. So let's start off. Does everyone want to say what their favorite song was? This could be released or unreleased. Because ooh. I would say around 50% of her set was unreleased, which... I really enjoyed.
Me too. I thought it was really fun because I feel like sometimes you go to a concert and if it's an artist you really love, you're like let down when they don't play the songs you want. But in this case, I was like, I have no idea because these are unreleased. So like, I'm just going to enjoy the music for what it is.
Yeah, I agree. She played everything that I would have wanted her to play plus a little bit more. So I'm going to start off by saying that my favorite song would have been the Cabbage song.
Yeah.
I believe it's called, or that's at least how it appears on like previously posted set lists.
Yeah.
This was an unreleased song that she told a story about how over COVID she was on this like farmstead type thing. And one day she went out into the fields of cabbage, I suppose, and looked up at the sky and there was this massive cloud and she fell and broke her ankle and the cabbage told her to not be such a suck, essentially. Her words, not mine, but it was the most like... incredible song. I would say Cabbage song, my favorite.
Yeah.
How about you, Sam?
I was just trying to look up right now because I can't remember the names of all the unreleased songs. And there was one I really liked that she played at the beginning that just had a really, really sick like guitar riff to it. Because she's playing the acoustic guitar most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really interesting because for those that weren't at the show, it's just her guitar and her singing, a bandmate with a stand-up bass and someone playing the drums. And honestly... her like chords and like her like kind of like finger picking progression is really complicated, and the fact that she can do that and still sing at the same time I find to be very impressive because there isn't that much other support going on like with the band. Everything else is more just like beat and she's doing all the rhythm too.
Yeah,
but because I cannot remember the names of the unreleased songs, I am going to have to go with Shalala, which is a classic because I just love like the energy in the crowd when she started singing it because everyone knows the words like the milk is sour, I've barely been to college, whatever.
Yeah. I need to start a garden.
I need to start a garden. The chanting and screaming of I need to start a garden was very cathartic, I think, for everyone in there.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah,
it was so much
fun. It was a really fun song.
You, Alex?
Yes. My favorite song is also an unreleased song. It's the Redwood song.
Yes.
Yeah, oh,
and
that was really good.
It's a very sweet story, how she went with her friend Lewis to the Redwoods and how it felt to be surrounded by such big trees and feel so small, and Lewis, who wouldn't let her stay forever. And I love that song.
Yes, I think I do love so much how she writes about nature and little creatures and cabbages and redwoods.
Yeah.
It's all very pleasant.
It's very gorgeous. I don't know. It's very, like, classic singer-songwriter, which I think is, like, again, we've talked about this before, very rare in this day and age. She's not, like, internet-based. She's not trying to get famous on TikTok or anything.
No.
She's really just making music that inspires her and from things that have inspired her in her like life, and she takes a long
even
time
if it's a
albums.
Little mundane.
Yeah,
she and talked a lot about like driving, or her and her bandmates were talking about like driving their minivan. Like they truly are taking themselves on tour right now. It sounds like Haley's trying to be her own tour manager, which cannot imagine. That logistically sounds like hell.
Yeah.
But no, they're such a fun little. A little squad of three on stage, and I do like how you said, which one of you said, it was really cool to see how so much sound was made by like three
people.
By
the three instruments, yeah. And again, two of those instruments are like beat primarily, and one's rhythm, and I'm like, this is crazy. Like that's like there wasn't an electric bass.
No.
It was a stand-up bass. Like that's just impressive, I think. Also, I did want to ask, this is just a fun conversation for us. She did say she was like 1.5 people are single on stage right now. What do we think that meant? Not to hypothesize here, but
I was Dan was the one that was single.
Was
Dan?
The half was the half the a drummer. Joke towards someone's height?
I was wondering if that was a half joke or was it like an open relationship
a polyamory
joke?
Joke.
I was like, in this day and age, we can never tell.
I don't know.
But you think it was Dan who was
Dan's
on the bass.
Drums. And then Matthew is upright bass.
Matthew, double bass. At some point on the first night, which Sam and I attended, I think it was 2 or 3 songs in, I could kind of see Matthew like struggling with his pedals. I don't know if he had pedals. I don't know the bass situation.
Yeah.
But I could see him struggling with his pedal situation. I thought, oh, okay, whatever. And then afterwards he came, like after a few songs, he came and spoke to Haley. And Haley realized she was either tuned up or down like a half step or something. Yeah. And said that Matthew?
Both.
Matt.
She called him Matt.
We're on a Matt basis. Matt had essentially in his head transposed down or up for like 2 songs without even skipping a beat, which I played the cello when I was like 7. And that's
a feat.
I'm here to contribute that I think that's hard. Yeah. And like for him to just do that in his head on the fly, he was really neat. Very good band.
He was neat. No, it was a phenomenal band. And they had really good chemistry together too, I have to say. It was very enjoyable to watch them make music together.
Yeah.
You can tell they really like each other. And like... There wasn't a like, oh, it wasn't like she's a solo act. These are the people supporting her for this tour. There seemed to be like a relationship.
Like they had been in the van for many hours
like
prior.
They're friends. Yeah, exactly. I agree. And also just the Biltmore. I think this is the first show we've reviewed that was at the Biltmore.
Yep. I have never been to
fabulous
a Biltmore show
venue.
Before.
Yeah. I have been to a few shows at the Biltmore. And I just think it's really nice because the stage is kind of low.
Yeah.
It feels very intimate. It's got like kind of that like speakeasy bar vibe to it. And I don't know, for the kind of music we saw yesterday, I cannot imagine a better venue.
Yep. Yeah, it was really great. And we arrived right as the opener was playing. The opener was very neat. They had a whole harp and it was crazy,
and a trombone.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Trombone. We didn't get a very good view of it, but dear Alex on the first night was sitting, she texted me and said she was sitting on a box. And I thought, okay, a little wooden box near the front.
Like,
okay. So our friend Georgia that came with us, her and I went to the bathroom, and as I was coming back, I saw Alex on what I think is like a speaker or a bass situation that's right at the front of the stage. It's this giant wooden platform box thing. And I know they do quite like, there's like drag shows here. I assume when like there's drag shows, that would be a box that you like, they stand on, because I feel like I've seen that before.
Yeah, yeah.
But in this situation, Alex was just sitting on this wooden box.
Alex was just a genius, I think, and claimed the
genius
box seat.
Genius vibes, and claimed the box seat.
That
so
no one had the confidence to claim.
No, and I saw a little, like, a little pit of emptiness near the between the stage and the box. So I thought, well, I'm going to go sit my little butt in there. So Georgia and I, who are not tall and could not have seen without... being in that situation, her and I oscillated between kneeling and sitting on our butts.
It was
the
like
first
kneeling before God, kind of. Like.
Yeah, we were kneeling before the stage, and it really hurt our knees for sure. And then I think a few songs, and we're like, wait, let's try like a crisscross applesauce approach, and that was a little more comfortable. But this meant that I was just kneeling right before, and Haley was also like on that side of the stage, so she was directly in front of
like
us.
She saw you kneeling.
We were kneeling. We were sitting. It was being courteous for the people behind us. Like, I'm not gonna
more than anything. Yeah.
I'm not gonna to hop in front of your spot and then block you with my little bald head.
Yeah. Yeah. For context, for people that can't see us in the studio right now. Like, I was there as well, but I had to move back a bit because I wasn't sitting on the box like Alex was.
No.
And I am 6'2".
Yeah.
So.
I'm 5'4".
Yeah.
And
so
as
even
much
Molly
as I
had the respect to sit down.
Yeah. So I know to sit down. I'm not gonna hop it. I wasn't bothering anyone. No one was standing there anyways. I was just like, well, I'm gonna occupy this space by kneeling. And this meant that when she was tuning her guitar, which she did quite a few times, there was these little moments of silence. And I was like, I can feel an energy that she needs something to distract the crowd right now. So I took it upon myself to ask her what her favorite flower was and what her favorite vegetable. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what she said for flower.
She said she loves foxglove. Yeah. She sang a song that had foxgloves.
So she said her favorite flower was foxglove. And then I said, and favorite vegetable. And she said zucchini because she likes, it's satisfying to see them grow.
Yes.
Yes. In her garden, yeah, it's like a satisfying thing to harvest. Big. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine, I don't personally like the taste of zucchini, but I know that's like a bad take.
No.
Like that's.
Okay. I mean, claim the take. Like,
it's my take, but it's not necessarily right.
I mean, I'll be honest. Zucchini lately, this is like a personal anecdote, has been the vegetable I purchase the most, and then just leave it in my fridge until it shrivels up to nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I just like I'm thinking I'm gonna stir fry it, and then I'm like, okay, but like, do I want to have zucchini? Like, I could have something else. Like, I need to get some good zucchini recipes.
So if you want to send some good zucchini recipes into backtothegarden.citr on Instagram,
yeah, please.
They're
do,
needed.
Actually. Yeah,
they're needed.
Yeah. What's your favorite vegetable, Alex?
My favorite vegetable? I don't know if I have one.
I have one.
Okay. Say yours. I'll think about
it. I feel this inspires you. My favorite's cauliflower.
Oh.
I've always liked cauliflower. I like the versatility of it. And you can make like the pomegranate molasses type cauliflower or like air fry it or like chili cauliflower. That's mine.
I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is really tough.
Right?
Like,
you just love so many.
A bean is not a vegetable.
Beans a legume.
Beans.
A bean's a legume, but I'm a bean. I'm a bean.
You
I'm
like
a bean
that.
Gal.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll say. I can't speak on the matter right now, but I'm picking bean as my honorary vegetable.
Bean,
that's a legume.
Okay. It's also hard to choose, but I'm gonna say mushroom for now.
That's a good one too. Very versatile.
What about flowers?
Favorite flowers? Ooh. I love baby's breath. You know what those?
Yes,
they're
beautiful.
Usually sold as
that
fillers.
Makes sense. That makes sense for you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a gorgeous sentiment too, I have to say. I mean, I want to say lavender, but I feel like that could be a little basic actually. So I'm going to go with jasmine because I also love the smell of jasmine.
I'm
a scent guy though. Like I'm going by scent, not appearance.
I like a tulip. I like tulips because in the spring where I grew up, there'd be crazy tulip gardens.
Yeah.
But I also like daffodils. Daffodils also scream like where I'm from, Niagara Spring.
Nice. Yeah.
So we heard what Haley's favorite flower was, and those are our favorite flowers and vegetables. And with that.
And with that, welcome to Back to the Garden.
Welcome to Back to the Garden. Should we play some music,
everyone? Let's play some music, yeah.
All right. Here we have Drinking Song and Shalala Again, but we're going to play the full one.
You can play the full thing because it's a sensory experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a whole experience. And should we play another after that? What do we think?
Sure.
Untitled God Song it is. So we've got Drinking Song, Shalala. And Untitled God Song, all off of I Need to Start a Garden, Haley Hendricks.
Let's run it.
Debut and most recent EP, but don't worry, there's more coming out. So here you go. Enjoy.
There's a light at the end that I know, where culprits and carpets make sense of it all, and the sky is all indigo, and the young ones just want to go home, and the edge of the that everyone gone is still singing the same song, and I can believe in these things that everyone's singing along, the good and the bad and the gone. Sending green little postcards to a city I love so much, and the water makes sense of her life and wrinkles the backs of my hands. And there's a light at the end where I smoke, and your name puffs and colors with people stuck in her head becomes all the words you forget, and everyone's singing along the good and the bad and the gone. Existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth, and all that I can cling to, the milk is sour.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala.
The milk is sour, with olives on my thumbs, and all that I've stuck to, and all that I've clung to, I fought like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala.
The milk is sour, with olives on my thumbs, and I've been doubtful. Essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth, and all that I can cling to, the milk is sour.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala.
If you don't go outside, well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be your bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden, I need to start a garden. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
Trotting her walk and her coach
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
I'm Sam.
And we've got two guests now. Introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Alex. And I'm Allison.
Allison joined us last week and has sat in the studio a few times, but everyone in this room has attended the Haley Hendrix concert either night one or night two.
Or both.
Or both. Or both. Yeah. And Allison, Alex, and I were also at Lucy Dacus's show in November, where Haley opened.
Famously opened for. I was very bummed to have missed that show, because that would have been a phenomenal double bill. So
and,
I'll speak about that too.
And Haley as an opener, it was the Vogue, and it was quite a chaotic crowd from my recollection. I remember I felt very chaotic that night. But Haley, despite literally just being up there by herself with a guitar, we kind of talked earlier about how it was a three-man show.
Yeah.
On Wednesday and last night. But it was just her when she opened for Lucy, and she somehow commanded the room very well, all eyes on her. So here we are again. We're just going to talk a little bit more about the show.
I have no doubt she would do a good job at it too, because I know that she also opened for Andy Schaaf on a string of his tours too.
Yes.
In the summer,
which is, I mean, all these crazy these crazy collabs.
Yeah, these collabs. It's like the PNW collabs too, which I appreciate, because she's from Oregon, which we're going to talk about in a bit.
Yes.
But, if Allison and Alex want to talk about the show for a bit,
yeah,
some time.
Any favorite moments from the show, Allison?
Allison, you rest.
I quite liked her little talking breaks, because she was telling us a little bit about what she wants in her life, and she was talking about how she's hoping to buy a house and live at it with her friends, which I thought was really
so cute.
We've talked about this before. Me and Allison have talked about that kind of vibe before.
Yeah.
And Indigo D'Souza, I believe, is doing a similar thing right now, right?
Yeah.
Putting together a homestead.
So it's really nice to see these artists who have very similar values and goals in life as we do, because I don't know. I feel like they're very much just one of us.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I remember that song. She called it the daydream song. I think she was talking about how artists, it's hard to have that kind of dream to own your house one day.
Yes, yeah.
To have that kind of money. And so that she's hoping that one day that can be possible with friends. I love that too. All her stories are so sweet. One favorite moment for me was last night I brought flowers hoping to give them to her.
Yes.
And I saw her bandmates coming in and I stopped them, Matthew and Dan, and I said, can you please give these to her? And Matthew was like, yeah, okay, we'll see that they get to her. And then they came up on stage and Matthew had one of the little flowers in his upright bass at the very top.
Oh my goodness.
And so I knew that they'd gotten to the right place.
Oh,
you
that's
did.
So
you did.
Touching and beautiful.
That is so sweet. That is so sweet. No, it was, I don't know, it's nice at these smaller venues, because I feel like at the Vogue last night, we'll be covering the concert that we went to last night on next week's show. But sometimes I feel like venues like the Vogue, or like if there's a physical barricade between me and the stage, it's very difficult to feel as if,
and like a security guard like roaming around. It feels just a little less formal, which again, we went to see Loving and Tennis last night, which are two artists that no one is going to like jump on the stage.
No.
Like it's not like a crazy fan base.
Yeah. And I'd seen
less,
Loving
like
twice. Yeah. I'd seen Loving twice in like different venues where it was like a bar with a stage essentially.
Yeah.
And it makes for a very different like viewing and listening experience when you can just like, if you so please, be actually at the foot of the stage, which was the case with the Biltmore. And I feel like it was a perfect little venue for Haley because she doesn't seem like the type to want to put a barricade between herself and the no. we're not gonna storm the stage with no. Haley Hendricks. I mean, come on now. Come on now.
Her music's vulnerable, her stories are vulnerable, and the whole vibe is like this like openness, I think. That's really nice.
It was very nice. Mm-hmm. I guess we can take this as a moment to transition to our next little segment.
Yeah.
Where we're gonna be playing some of adjacent songs. So we've got a little Lucy Dacus lineup.
Yeah.
Because as we just mentioned, she opened for Lucy Dacus on her most recent tour, which was a lovely little surprise. So we've got some Lucy Dacus later. But first we are going to play Girl from the Country.
Yeah, a cover that... So Haley cites Bob Dylan as one of her biggest musical inspirations, which she's not the only musician to have said that, obviously. He's, like, extremely famous and well-known. However, we were deciding when we were putting together the show, we were like, okay, what Bob Dylan will we choose to play? And then I found on SoundCloud that she did a series of Bob Dylan covers back in like pre-2018, like quite a while ago.
Nine years ago.
So she did It Ain't Me, Babe, and Girl from the North Country, those are two of my all-time favorite Bob Dylan songs, yeah. And especially the Joan Baez cover of It Ain't Me, Babe, I also really like. But instead of playing the Dylan, we think we'll play Haley's version of the Dylan to show
I love when artists do this.
Yeah.
It's always very fun to find. So right now we have for you Girl from the North Country off of Haley Hendricks' SoundCloud.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive. And then after that, we will introduce a few others for this adjacent portion of the show. So please do enjoy. Here is Girl from the North Country, a cover by Haley Hendricks. Thank you.
never saw the truth hanging from the door. And I want more to see you face to face. And I want more.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
I'm Sam.
And this is Alex and Allison across from us.
Hello.
Hello.
And we're just rounding out the hour, this episode of Back to the Garden that has been covering Hayley Hendrix, her most recent two shows here in Vancouver, beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. You just heard Place to Be by Nick Drake, which she cites as one of her inspirations, as well as a cover
of Girl from the North Country, which is one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs off of the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan,
which of course is another one of her inspirations.
Yeah,
that's not a hot take, but nonetheless,
I mean, it's a good inspiration because we were just chatting while the music was playing about how amazing her, like, again, her finger picking style is for guitar, and that's obviously something Bob Dylan does a lot of until he famously went electric, much to the anger of many fans. But he in a lot of ways invented a lot of really interesting techniques to finger pick, so she obviously
it
takes
makes
from
sense.
That, and it makes a lot of sense. Yeah,
it does
and she
make
does
sense.
A beautiful cover. So
she does.
That was lovely.
So we're going to finish out the hour with a few Lucy Dacus songs. As we mentioned earlier, she opened for Lucy Dacus on her most recent tour, and we just think it's a similar vibe. I imagine they're friends. They're both lovely gals.
I'm sure their music has inspired each other.
Their
music is actively inspiring each other.
As it would. Yeah. And I mean, we love Lucy Dacus here at Back to the Garden, famously.
Yeah.
We're Boy Genius fans in these parts. Yeah. So we're going to play for you I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore, as well as Brando off of Lucy Dacus' album No Burden and Home Video. And if we've got time, we will play a little bit of yours and mine, which is off of Historian. So
Nice. Thank
you for joining us today on Back to the Garden. Thank you to Allison and Alex for joining us in studio as our little field reporters.
Thank you for having us.
For her second night of her shows here. And it's been wonderful. Next week we will be covering Loving. And oh my goodness, I don't want to give too much away, but we're very excited.
No, we have some surprises with the Loving content, which if Loving's listening right now,
I mean,
David
hello,
and
Loving.
Patrick. Yeah. anyways. Okay.
It's been wonderful. Yeah. We hope everyone is staying safe and healthy over these exams and have a wonderful week. Here is I Don't Want to Be Funny More off of Lucy Dacus's No Burden.
I don't wanna be funny anymore. like the odd man out. I heard my friends saying things I don't mean out loud. Got a too short skirt, maybe I can be the cute one. Is there room in the band? I don't need to be the front man. If not, then I'll be the biggest fan. I don't want the joke to be on me. Yeah, I'll buy.
Hitch a ride with a guy in a pickup who doesn't know.